This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Crews continue to fight the Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins, which has burned more than 20,000 acres and is 0% contained. Jack Livingston is with the management team working the blaze. He says it's been hard to fight the fire right where it's growing.
It's because the terrain is pretty extreme in a lot of areas in there. The vegetation and fuel loading, it's really thick. It's labor intensive. Especially with the beetle kill, in order to make a fire line, you have to remove it. So it takes a lot of work to go a short distance.
Hot, dry, and windy conditions added to the fire's growth yesterday. Officials say southern portions of the fire are still the most active. Near Cameron Pass and Peterson Lake, it has also closed a portion of Rocky Mountain National Park. Classes started today for some of Colorado's largest school districts, including Denver, with roughly 94,000 students. They will learn remotely until at least mid-October because of COVID-19. Chalkbeat's Erica Meltzer tells Colorado Matters that districts are making different decisions about this year. Some have opened for in-person classes while others are starting with all remote learning.
We have districts forging ahead, and we have districts opting for remote because of concerns about the rate of community transmission. And we really see the local control playing out around the state.
Some classes reported technical problems with remote learning this morning, but it's not clear why. 83 in Vail, 97 in Grand Junction, 93 in Denver. This is CPR News.